God, you wanted me to do a teaching today, and so I know you're here. I'm asking, Father God, that you anoint the teaching, and Holy Spirit, that you be here, and you only speak what God wants spoken. Open the spiritual ears of the people, Father God, and let them hear what thus saith the Lord. Let Father God, and I'm asking you to open up their spiritual eyes so they can see into the spirit realm and see as you see. But Father God, let's go back to the ears. Let them truly have sharp ears, ears that hear. You keep saying in the word, ears that hear. Father God, so that means that sometimes our ears aren't hearing what you're really saying. So Father God, let the people today understand every word you're saying, and let them take it deep into their bosom. And Father, we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name. Now we're going to get a teaching, and then we're going to go into the song service, because after the teaching, then the song service is geared. The song service was done before the teaching, all right? But as I looked it over, it's geared to make you know who you are in Christ and to encourage you to go ahead and keep on going, even if you are reaping what you sowed. Sometimes reaping what you sowed is not fun, and it can be very, very hard. It's not can be. It is very, very hard. Some of you in here, you know what I'm talking about. You've reaped what you're reaping what you sowed, or have done it before, and it's not a pretty picture. But you know, we have to keep on going, keep on doing what God's calling us to do. So okay, let's start this bread. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He will not allow himself to be ridiculed, nor treated with contempt, nor allow his precepts to be scornfully set aside. For whatever a man sows, this and this only is what he will reap." We are in a very intense spiritual season right now. I want to share some insights God has been speaking to us for years now. We have all heard the saying, what goes around comes around. Didn't you hear that growing up? Maybe you're not as old as, maybe you didn't hear that as old as I am, but my father used to always say, well, Barbie, what goes around comes around. You've heard that? There are many Christians who believe that because God has forgiven them of sin, they don't have to suffer the consequences that may result from the sin. All right, so this is one of my examples right now. When I was going to get married to my first husband, getting ready to walk down the aisle, I heard a voice saying, don't walk down that aisle. I didn't know about the voice of God, so I walked down the aisle and got married, and things went south really fast. So whatever I'm going through is because, what I'm going through today is because I did not obey that voice. It was 1954, so however many years that is. I'm still paying for not listening to that voice. You don't know how many years you're going to have to pay for things. True repentance and forgiveness will wipe your slate clean with God, and that sin will no longer keep you out of heaven. You still have a chance to dwell eternally with the Lord Jesus, all right? God's forgiveness deals with our eternal destination, while God's principle of sowing and reaping deals with our here and now. Today is the father of tomorrow. What we are today is a result of what we have been thinking and the way we have lived in the past. Those who act wisely today will have wisdom in the future to make wise decisions. The nation of Israel learned about sowing and reaping in a very personal way. Their waywardness and failure to do what God instructed them to do often placed them in a position where they would not have his blessings. Let's read that again, because I think a lot of us walk in this. The nation of Israel learned about sowing and reaping in a very personal way. Their waywardness and failure to do what God instructed them to do often placed them in a position where they would not have his blessings. The fact that we reap what we sow is good news for those who sow good habits, but a frightening thought for those currently involved in ungodly activities such as disobedience, promiscuity, drug, and alcohol abuse, neglect of family, or mistreatment of others to climb the ladder of success. Can I use you as an example, Brother Brett, a book? When I very first met Brother Brett, he's my prodigal son. He was sitting in my bedroom, really upstairs with me and his uncle. And God spoke to him and said, you're going to be a writer. You will write many, many books, and that will be your income. Brett is still not in his own home. He's still not earning overflow because he did not write his books. He wrote some, but he didn't listen to God, and he wasn't obedient and did not get his books out. He should be writing on high places right now. You know, all right? How about some of you others in here are supposed to be writing books? The reason why I did that is because I was reading something about Joel Osteen, and it showed his mansion that he has. He does not take any salary from the church. His book income is what they live on. Google him and look at his mansion that just selling books, him and his wife, pays for that place. And that place has to have servants also. I know she doesn't have time to clean that big place. So we are sitting in want and lack because we have not been obedient to God and doing what God told us to do. And I'm including myself, all right? At this given time, it's important to stay in the secret place, free from offense, anger, compromise, and darkness. It is a season of reaping what has been sown in secret. It is a season of harvest for bad and for good. What has been sown in secret is coming into full harvest. And really, truly, I said at this given time, it's important to stay in the secret place. Don't die in your winter months. In other words, don't die whenever you're going through reaping what you've sown in the past. Just hang in there. Keep on going. Eventually, it does end. So don't give up. And a lot of people are doing dumb things right now that's going to cause you to lose your salvation. Well, I was always good. Well, I was always good too, but I've still been disobedient to God, and you know, and I'm reaping what I've sown. Disobedience. Each time I'm disobedient and have to reap it, I said, I won't ever do it again. And here comes something else. And you know, because you have a godly heart, you do it, and that next thing you know, you're out of God's will, and here you are, reaping what you've sown. Disobedience again. All right. I said, what has been sown in secret is coming into full harvest. This is for both good and bad things. People that have been walking in the Spirit and sowing to the Spirit, praying, loving, forgiving, living a life in the light of God will experience an increase of blessing, anointing in God's presence. Those that have constantly sown to the flesh will begin to see the consequences of that as the harvest of their decisions come into the light. Now, everybody knows that I have strife in my home continually. That happened 25 years ago or something, whenever my grandson he had a demon, he kept beating his head against the refrigerator, and I grabbed him, and I said, come out of him in the name of Jesus. Well, he fainted on the floor. And my family was sitting there, and they all said, you killed him. No, I didn't kill him. The spirit came out of him. And then the next thing God said, now, tell the devil to leave your home right now. If you don't, you will always have strife in your home. Well, I looked around at this family that's caused me all this problem, and I thought, I don't want them to think I'm going crazy, so I didn't do that. I did not tell the devil to leave my home. So I've had continual strife in my home because of that act of disobedience. Be honest with yourself. You know what you've done wrong and why you're reaping what you've sown. Oh, what's the word? The word, like God told David, the sword will never leave your home. That's what he told me. The sword will never leave this home if you don't get the devil out of here right now. But because these unsaved people sitting around watching me, I didn't do that, so now I have to pay for my disobedience. They're not going to pay the price for my disobedience. You're going to pay your own price, all right? John 3:21 says, but he who practices truth, who does what is right, comes out into the light so that his works may be plainly shown to be what they are, wrought with God, divinely prompted, done with God's help, in dependence upon him. It's important to know that whether we miss it and find that we have sown to the flesh or have sinned, we can confess and repent, and there is always forgiveness found in Christ. He forgives, heals, and restores, but when actions of the flesh go unchecked, there are consequences. You know what? One time I was supposed to be fasting, and I fasted and had two more days to go, and then I stopped my fast, and I was in church, and I said, Holy Spirit, please be with me. And God said, remember Samson. You know, Samson, he thought he could continue to do his sin, shake himself, and the Spirit would still be there. Well, I was called to be fasting a fasted life in those days, and I had stopped the fast 2 days before, and I was pleading with God, please don't leave me like you did Samson. And he didn't, but I follow him now when he tells me to fast. It's very important, if you're a child of God, to listen to what God tells you and be obedient to everything he tells you. I really don't care if I offend people anymore, because I'm really not doing anything to offend you. That's that spirit of offense that you're carrying around, that devil that's acting up, not me. Because I listen when people say I offended them. I listened to what I said, and I didn't say anything to offend them. And other people listen, you didn't just say anything to offend them. There's something in you that you need to get rid of, that whenever I speak, it bothers you. Galatians 6:18 says, for he who sows to his own flesh, lower nature sensuality, will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Increased glory and increased exposure. Some will begin to experience an increase of glory, love, power, and anointing and blessing. The good seeds they have sown in secret to God will be seen publicly. There will even be a greater public anointing on them. Now, I read that from someplace else, but I put that in there because what did God tell this church? That the people who condemned us and put us down and said we were not of God, they would come and sit at our feet and listen. He also told this church, he tells many of you, you will speak to dignitaries. So let's read that again. Some will begin to experience an increase of glory, love, power, anointing, and blessing. The good seeds they have sown in secret to God will be seen publicly. There will even be a greater public anointing on them. All right? So that's coming. Hold your ground and don't let the enemy steal what God's doing. You know, if God has you in the woodshed, well, stay there till he lets you out. But don't blame God. Blame yourself. You're the one that was disobedient to God. Matthew 6:6 says, but when you pray, go into your private room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. In Matthew 10:27. And, you know, I even look at that scripture, and, you know, and I'm just going to use myself as an example. In my home, there's a whole lot of trouble. And, you know, people say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Well, I'm listening to God, and I'm doing what God's telling me to do, even though it looks in your eyes, it looks like I'm being flat stupid. But I'm really doing what God's telling me to do. Do I like it? No, not always. But if I've been disobedient to God, then I'm in trouble. You know, when God said he's working it out, he's working it out. And even though it's not as quick as I would like him to work it out, there it is, all right? And that also is I'm sowing what I'm reaping what I sowed when I didn't cast the devil out on my own. Matthew 10:27, What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops. Luke 12:3, whatever you have spoken in the darkness shall be heard and listened to in the light, and what you have whispered in people's ears and behind closed doors will be proclaimed upon the housetops. And what that scripture is saying, you might close the door and talk about somebody, but God's going to reveal it. He's going to bring it out into the open. So if you think you're hiding things, you're not, because God's in that closed-in room with you, or he's out in the field with you, or where you might be talking about other people or whatever you're doing. All right, others will begin to experience some discipline and exposure of hidden deeds of darkness. Some will begin to experience increase of glory, while others will experience some discipline and exposure of hidden deeds of darkness. Wherever darkness is tolerated, it gives the enemy legal access to operate. As the enemy influences through his tactics, his goals is to steal, kill, and destroy. We as children of God cannot tolerate darkness. We have to go before God and see how God wants us to handle it. Then handle it the way he tells us to do it. Not the way we would like to do it, the way he wants to do it. Unfortunately, the inbuilt consequences of sin show up when that sin is not renounced and repented of. But at any moment sin is confessed, it is cleansed, and the enemy loses his inroads and influence. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, so do not make any hasty or premature judgments before the time when the Lord comes again. For he will both bring to light the secret things that are now hidden in darkness and disclose and expose the secret aims, motives, and purposes of hearts. Then every man will receive his due commendation from God. All right, God said he's shaking the church again. What he's doing is he's exposing the hearts for what they really are. And either you repent and say, all right, God, I'll pay the price we have to pay and stay, or you'll leave. You know, I read quite often where people who have been in church, I'll say 30, 40 years, all of a sudden they're saying what they believed in really wasn't true. And they're walking away from God. And that's another sign of the last days. People will do that. And let's be honest, sometimes it's really hard when you're going through really deep trials and tribulations. Say, God, are you really there? And we know he is. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I whisper, God, are you really there? And then I have to repent and say, God, I know you are, but what are you doing? Will you please reveal to me what you're doing, you know? All right, stay above the swirl. Some of the exposure will be heartbreaking. People will be tempted to move into anger, offense, and discouragement. It will be very important to give these things to God so you stay clear and free. It will be important to remain stable and fixed in God's presence. It's very important that we remain stable and fixed in God's presence. And, you know, we don't know how God's going to make us pay for what we've done. We just don't know. And so we just have to go with the flow and just let God do what he wants to do the way he wants to do it. As the works of darkness are revealed, there will be a demonic swirl as a result of the uncovering. Stay above the swirl. Keep your heart and mind fixed upon God. Stay full of prayer in God's presence. When you find your soul getting caught in a swirl, return to the secret place so you remain fixed in God's blessings and presence. In other words, when you're reaping what you've sown, it's going to get bad. Stay in the presence of God and just ask him to lighten the load. But I'm going to tell you right now, God's going to do what he's going to do so you learn a lesson. And I hope you don't lose too much before you learn your lesson. All right? Let us not deceive ourselves. We will reap the harvest of our lives. This is separate from God's forgiveness. Moses was forgiven for striking the rock instead of speaking to it as God commanded him, but as a result could not enter the promised land. And we all know about Moses, right? In Numbers 20, verse 7 and 8, the Lord said to Moses, take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together, speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community so they and their livestock can drink. It is important to note what comes next, the story's critical moment. So what did God tell Moses to do and Aaron to do? Speak to the rock. So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock? Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. God told Moses he could not go into the promised land because he had disobeyed him at the waters of Marah and Meribah. Moses and Aaron were not allowed to bring the assembly into the land. And I want to write down the scripture, but if you look in Numbers and read, when he did that, God says, now, because you did this, disobeyed me, you are not going to go into the promised land. I'm going to let you see the promised land, but you're not going to go into it. And, you know, because I had the ministry, I always say, God, please let me finish my ministry. Let me complete it to the very end. Don't be, because God always told me from the very beginning, as I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. And, you know, when I come to this part, I said, don't let me ever get into disobedience where I won't be able to see the promise of what you said you want to bring the lighthouse to. All right. Church, the severity of the season is great. Humble yourself before a humble God. Remember, we cannot sow crabgrass and expect to reap pineapples. We cannot sow disobedience to God and expect to reap his blessing. What we sow, we reap. And because people are really going crazy right now, because they're blaming everybody else for their problems, and really it isn't everybody else, it's what you have sown. Now you're reaping your harvest. And you know, when God said to me the other day, you know, harvest time has begun, I really thought he was talking about the harvest of souls. But it's the harvest of reaping what you've sown. You know, we really need to listen to what God is. God is really speaking, and he's just shown me so many things just in the past week that you know, I'm just blown away with how we should always look in the spiritual side, but we also now need to look at the ungodly side too. Because when he showed me that about train your children up in the ways they should go and they should never depart from it. And then he told me about the ungodly side. He said, when you're not following me and you raise your kids up in an ungodly home, they're going to follow that way because that's what you've taught them. So if we have parents here who maybe you've started out wrong, you can get it together and you can start teaching your children the right way to live. But you have to do it as an example. They have to see a change in your life. They have to see your mouth instead of cussing and carrying on. They have to see your mouth only speaking holy things. They have to see you standing tall and straight and not bending with every wave. You know, the other night when we was here and God was talking about the wind, at one point I heard him say, be careful of the whirlwind. And I don't think I brought that out, because what he was saying, you know, to the people, it just didn't fit in, but now it fits in. Be careful of the swirling that's going around you, and that's wind, and it's bringing destruction. You know, and I use you as an example, Barbara. All your life, because you had to take care of yourself, you've been very frugal with your money. And I was reading somewhere this morning that when you're frugal with your money all your life, right now, God's going to start blessing you abundantly because you've shown him he can trust you with money. So if I was you, I would be expecting an increase, an overflow from now on. you know, where the enemy has been holding up your income, I really would be expecting an increase right now. I was talking to the guys back there, and I said, we was talking about Joel Osteen, how that poor guy is so persecuted. He's definitely a man of God. And I said, you know, he brings always a positive word, you know. I love to listen to him. I used to listen to his father, too. But I said, then here comes me, Jeremiah, you know, woe is me, you know, everything's bad. And God said, just be who you are. That's what he sent me here to do. You know, Joel Osteen will do the job of lifting you up, and I'll do the job of telling you, you better get it together. You understand this? So I always want to say, God, please don't use me to give another bad word. The word he gave this morning wasn't that good. But, you know, that's what we need to hear. If we would hear everything is fine 24/7, you know, we would never make heaven. God needs people out there that's willing to speak the word no matter what people say about them. So be one of those. Be a strong tower. You be you, and God will use you however he wants to use you. My mother asked me one time, how come this guy, he speaks about faith, and this guy here, he speaks about prosperity, and then you come along. And then that's when God told me, he said, that's what I called him to do, speak faith. I called him to speak prosperity. I called you to get the people right and speak salvation. So what you have to know what God's called you for to do. I love you all. And if I offend you, take it to God and hear the truth. Don't want to hear what you want to hear. Hear the truth. The word hurts. The truth hurts. But it sets you free. Are you ready to go in praise and worship now? Of course you are. You're all excited. And the first song is going to really get you excited. And I heard a lot of you say, I'd like to hear you teach again. Well, here I am. You got what you asked for. You're reaping what you sowed. God, let her speak. No, it's very important that this message go across this morning because it's going to get bad. You need to be able to encourage your loved ones, your friends or whatever, and say, look, bud, you know, you knew you were doing wrong when you did it, and you sowed it anyhow, and you had to pay for it. Tell me something. Do you think that Jesus really wanted to go to the cross? What did Jesus do? He this is what God showed me, too. He said, Jesus, whenever he was praying, great drops of blood came from him. That's how much he did not want to go to the cross. He said, the people said they can't get out of sin. They haven't even tried. They haven't even touched the hem of my garment. When they can get before me like my son Jesus did and say, God, let this cup pass from me, with drops of blood coming from him because of his what he knew he had, the agony he had to go through, he said, then I'll set them free. But as long as they're playing around with this thing, they're still going to reaping what they sowed. All right? Well, let's get up and strike the ground and you're here, whatever else we're going to sing. Amen? Stand your feet.